This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference, with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas, in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ehlers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Zach Clinton, licensed counselor from the American Association of Christian Counselors, with your Mental Health Minute.
If your thoughts are everywhere, you're not really anywhere. You see, we live in a distracted world. Notifications, multitasking, and mental clutter dominate our days. My dad likes to say the pain, pace, and pressure of everyday life has got us all down, but peace is found in presence. Mindfulness isn't about trendy breathing apps. It's about being present in the here and now. Jesus embodied this. He paused, he noticed, he truly saw people. Psalm 46 verse 10 doesn't tell us to hustle harder. It says, be still and know that I am God. Clinically speaking, mindfulness calms the amygdala and enhances emotional regulation. Being fully present lowers anxiety and raises a relational intimacy. When we slow down, we begin to hear God and ourselves again.
This has been your Mental Health Minute with Dr. Zach Clinton. For more information, visit AACC.net.
Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together, we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's get started.
I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, and today and tomorrow I have a very special treat for you on the broadcast. A few years ago, I sat down with Pastor Louis Giglio from the Passion City Church in Atlanta. Louis is a best-selling author, leader of the Passion Conferences that sell out the Georgia Dome every year. Louis wrote a book called Seeing God as the Perfect Father. In this interview, Louis will unpack why he's so passionate about the concept of seeing God as ever-present, always in pursuit of you, and the unending source of love that molded you and will continue to form you throughout your life to be just the one that he intends for you to be. Louis, such an honor to have you on the broadcast today. Thank you for joining me.
And to you as well, Tim. Thank you for having me on today. I'm grateful.
Hey, Louis, congrats on your new book. We're going to spend a lot of time in seeing God as a perfect father and seeing you
as love pursued and secure. But before we go there, Louie, a lot of people have confidence, I know I do, in this generation, but there's no doubt you see a lot of brokenness come in that room, Louie. I can't even imagine.
Well, you know, Tim, sadly, for the last, I would say, 15 to 20 years, we've been spending a lot of our time focused on 18 to 25-year-olds, and it's a wounded generation, and I think that's a big banner that I'm not really willing to put over a whole segment of people, but they've been disappointed by a lot of people and challenged in a lot of ways in life. And I think just all of us getting our eyes back on Jesus and knowing that he never fails, he never changes, that his love for us is trustworthy. The cross is proof that we can trust him.
My son Zach said, "Dad, it's legit. I mean, it's the real deal, man. It's happening down in Atlanta." Louie, again, congrats on your new book, Seeing God as the Perfect Father. I guess jumping into this, Louie, I went through every page of the book.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent some time just, it's certainly in my heart. I love work around dads. And because we know this, and Louie, let's start here. Dads do matter. I think young or old, male or female, we all look in the stands for our dad and consider, by the way, his presence and his input in our lives as one of the most significant factors in life. Louie, to be seen, chosen, blessed, approved, whatever, to have the blessing from your dad, it means everything, really.
There's no way that we can minimize the impact of a father's blessing. And, you know, we say this in the book, Tim, and obviously every mom listening, every female listening to us today would understand this. Moms make the world work. They hold life together. They hold families together. They hold, some of them, companies together. You cannot function without a mom. But dad's blessing is different. And I know for me growing up, you know, my mom was that constant in life, but my dad would pop in occasionally to my football game, occasionally to my tennis match in high school, occasionally to the important moment because he had a schedule and work and commitments. And man, when he came through the door, something changed, something shifted. And it's not just showing up, it's speaking that blessing over our lives. And I quote in the book a statistic from Psychology Today magazine, and they interviewed women, highly successful women who were crushing it in their fields, grown, mature, achieving. And each one of them said that they still saw their accomplishments through the filter of their father's approval. All these years later, decades later, success later, still wanting to know, what does dad think? And I know that is a pain point for some people, and others are nodding along. My wife, Shelley, lost her dad a few months ago. She'd be amening so loud right now because her dad gave her the confidence to believe she could do anything in life. And but we all need it. And without it, we're either going to act like we don't and try to suppress that a million miles down, or we're going to search for that blessing and that approval somewhere else in life. But that cannot be replaced. And the beauty of it all is that God is a father. He's also spirit. He's also son, Jesus, but he's father. And so every one of us can live under the waterfall of a perfect father's blessing.
Louie, in the book, you make a statement that I've really appreciated, that we're hardwired, that there's something deep down inside of us. It's like in Ecclesiastes 3:11, where it says, he has set eternity in our hearts. That Jonathan Haidt, psychologist, that said that we're hardwired for a relationship with a transcendent one. We really are. In the same vein, if you will, we're wired for that connection with our dads. We need that piece in there. What happens, Louie, when you don't get that affirmation, that blessing, that attaboy, attagirl?
Yeah, I think it undermines our sense of worth and value. You know, this is the whole heart of a lot of what we talk about every day, Tim. We're made in the image of Almighty God. And by our very creation in his image, we have intrinsic value and worth. It's not connected to how we look or what our gifts are or our accomplishments, our achievements. We are intrinsically valuable. because we are made in the image of God. If you take the creator out of the equation, you have just erased our worth, and now we are in a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Trying to define worth by a million different ways, but the pressure's all on us to keep our value up in our own minds and in the minds of other people. If we put the creator in the equation, I look at you and I go, you're valuable. You're made by Almighty God. I am valuable, made by Almighty God. Same with Father. When you put that Father's blessing in the equation, you immediately assign worth to that child, to that boy or to that girl. And the beautiful thing about it is a good father, no perfect father on earth, but a good father, he's telling that child how much he loves them before they've done anything. And when that blessing isn't there in our lives from our Father, it undermines our sense of worth. And I think the beautiful part of it is with God, our value isn't based on our performance. And even with a good dad, not a perfect earthly father, because there isn't one of those, but with a good dad, he's telling his son or daughter how much he loves them before they can walk, before they make an A in a class at school, before they have any notable success in life. He's already telling them, I love you. You mean so much to me. I'm so proud to be your dad. And I just think that when you take that blessing out of the equation, you rob that heart of the value that it needs. And now you've got a searching, seeking, striving heart to find that value somewhere else.
There's something about that hole, Louis, that's left, that gaping hole, that father hunger or father thirst is what a lot of the father research experts call it. But when it's filled with a loving father, it's everything. In studio guest again, Louis Giglio. He's the pastor of Passion City Church and the original visionary of the Passion Movement. You've heard of the Passion Conference and more, really impacting today's generations. Louis, as we continue on, you mentioned your dad earlier, but tell us a little bit about your relationship with him. And maybe early on, you understand what it means to have that kind of gnaw, if you will, in your gut, that hole in your stomach to an extent.
Yeah, well, you know, my dad was an amazing dad. He's been gone for a long while now, but he was a good dad. He did his best to love my sister and me the best way he could. But, you know, the most interesting tension point we had, Tim, was the moment that I told my dad that I felt like I was being called to preach. And it was on a Sunday, and my dad didn't normally come to church. But that night, I was going to go down, tell the church, tell my pastor, Charles Stanley, that I felt the Lord calling me to preach. And I said to my dad, I'm going to make this decision tonight, Dad. I'd love it if you'd come. And it really caught my dad off guard. We didn't have common ground around our relationship with Jesus. And he just kind of looked at me, and I just saw it all go through his mind. My son is going to be a Baptist preacher. And, you know, for his poker buddies and his golfing buddies, this is not going to be what he wants to share next Friday night around the poker table. This kid's going to be an attorney, and this kid's playing football at Auburn, and this kid's going to run the family business, and my boy is going to be a Baptist pastor. And he didn't make it that night. It really wasn't my dad's fault. I kind of caught him off guard, didn't give him enough chance to process before we get into the Sunday night meeting. But it did sting a little. And I know for a lot of people listening to us, they're like, man, if that's your biggest issue with your dad, wow, how lucky are you? My dad would have thrown me across the room. And I get that. I hear that. But it stung a little. It created a little gap in our relationship, because here I am pursuing the Lord and pursuing ministry and pursuing this call of my life. And I know all the while my dad doesn't know how to deal with that. And we can't really even talk about it. But interestingly, Tim, really quickly, my dad became disabled because of a brain virus later after this season. And he ultimately was disabled mentally, physically, emotionally, didn't ever go back to work, play golf, drive a car, dress himself. But he did come to church. My mom brought him to church on Father's Day, no less, when I'd been invited to preach for Charles Stanley at First Baptist Church, Atlanta, Georgia. I was so nervous to stand in that pulpit that I had seen Dr. Stanley in so many times. And I was preaching the message that is in this book, Seeing God as a Perfect Father, not fully developed, of course, because I was a young youth speaker at the time. But my dad came, he was in his wheelchair, looked amazing. My mom had him looking fantastic. My mom hadn't been in church in years because she was taking care of my dad. I preach this message. I'm so nervous. I never looked over at my dad the whole time because I was just so nervous. And the message ended. I walked over to my mom. She was surrounded by church people. And my dad was just kind of sitting there, kind of, you know, hanging out. And I walked up to him and reached out my hand, and shook his hand. And I said, thanks so much for coming today. It means so much. And man, my heart's just in my throat. And he looked at me and he said, are you kidding, Ace? He said, that was the best thing I've ever heard in my life. And it was such a redemptive moment. My dad was never against me in life. He just never fully knew how to be for me in some areas of life. But in that moment, A, I learned later that my dad had no relationship hardly with his dad. So he's hearing about the perfect father in that message. He's affirming me. And he told me a few times later before he died how much he appreciated my teaching gift, my preaching gift, how proud he was of me. He did his best, and he left a mark on me for sure, and left a mark on the world. My dad created the Chick-fil-A logo in 1964.
I read that, Louis. Yeah, it was amazing. You held an event there in the stadium right on top of the logo, right midfield.
Two different times, and most recently 2 years ago, we have done an event days after the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And they cover the field with this thick plastic covering right after the game is over, leave all of the painting on the field, visiting team names in the end zone and the Chick-fil-A logo. And two times, Tim, I have spoken to this passion gathering, literally, not figuratively, literally standing on top of a logo that my father created in 1964. And I'm telling you, this past time, 2 years ago, walking up the steps onto that stage that was at midfield and looking around in that stadium, I could just hear my heavenly father say, I got you. I got you. You know, my dad's disability, the hardship of that, multiple brain surgeries, a very difficult season for my family. I don't have answers for that. Yeah. But I knew walking up those steps and standing on that logo that somehow God is in the story. And that's really all the confidence and encouragement that I needed.
You know, I read also about your dad sharing with you how he often didn't feel loved.
Yeah.
And the pieces started all coming together. Isn't it amazing how God works? Louis, I put down in my notes Psalm 27:10, even if my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will deliver me up. And I love this statement, and I want you to expound on this as we were pressing toward the end of our first day. But God is not a bigger version of your dad. He's the perfect version of your dad and more. Bring us home with that, Louis. What does that mean to all of us?
Yeah, well, I think for anybody struggling today, even with this concept, Tim, they're talking today about God being a father. Well, if God's a father, and if he's anything like my dad, then I don't want anything to do with God. And that is a fair assessment for people who've been wounded and hurt and abandoned and left behind. But for them to know today, God isn't the reflection of your earthly dad. He's the perfection of your earthly dad. He's everything you wanted your earthly dad to be and more.
Louis, my heart goes out to those who cry out. They yearn, they search. In a lot of ways, they medicate, they self-medicate the hole in their soul. Again, what do you say to them, even in this hour, when they want to reach toward their Heavenly Father, but they just don't know how? They just can't piece it together. But they're overwhelmed or flooded with emotion when they hear someone talk about Dad. And then they may quickly go into feeling anxious or angry or what have you, but pour something into their soul.
I think that it's good for us to be honest with the way we feel. And so many times, Tim, in the spiritual realm, we feel like we have to get it all together before we come to God. And I would just say today, if you've been wounded by a father, if you were left behind, if you've been hurt, just bring all that to God. He already knows the way that you feel and he understands. And here's the thing, Tim, and I know this, you know, it sounds like a big theological idea, but when Jesus was on the cross, taking on all of our sin and shame, he was separated from the love of his Father. And he cried out, this is what he cried on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? In other words, in that moment, in that instant, Jesus felt everything that you feel. And so he knows that pain. He knows the isolation. He knows what it means to have a father's back turned on him. And yes, he was the Son of God, and it was only for 3 days. And yes, he was raised from the dead. But he understands your pain. He understands what it feels like.
Yeah.
And moreover, he knows how to get in the midst of that and begin to heal your heart.
I hope you've enjoyed that conversation with Louis Giglio, pastor of Passion City Church in Atlanta and founder of the Passion Movement. I love what he said there at the end. Our worth is not found in how an earthly father or mother treated us, but in what Jesus did for us on the cross. Louis and I pick up our conversation again tomorrow and dive deeper into what it means to see God as a perfect father, which is also the title of his book we've been talking about. I hope you'll be back here with us again tomorrow. Until then, my son and co-host Dr. Zach Clinton, we appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference, with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas, in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ellers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Zach Clinton, licensed counselor from the American Association of Christian Counselors, with your Mental Health Minute.
What fills your mind will shape your life. I remember a student I worked with started meditating on Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, which says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." As he repeated this daily, his anxious cycle started to break. My friend, did you know that meditation strengthens the prefrontal cortex and weakens the stress loop? It actually rewires your brain toward focus and calm. Spiritually, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 tells us to meditate on God's word day and night so we can live with courage and wisdom. You see, God doesn't just want his word in your head. He wants it soaked into your system. Today, try this. Choose one verse, meditate on it for 5 minutes, and let it be the soundtrack to your spirit's renovation.
This has been your Mental Health Minute with Dr. Zach Clinton. For more information, visit aacc.net. That's aacc.net.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.